I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. And it's the winter show. What we mean by that is there some tips and techniques that you might want to do if you're out grilling in the cold, or especially smoking in the cold. That's more impactful, the weather is, than the grilling. But doesn't mean you can't do it. And if you've put your smoker or your grill away, we're clipping your man card, because this is a great time of year to get out and enjoy some time outside in that fresh air. But anyway, I'm Jop. He is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Well, as you say that, thanks, Jop, and welcome back. As you say that, I'm reminded that I still have a heavy wish on my wish list, and I do want one of those Texas smokers that Garrett sells, the stainless insulated electric ones, because there are times, and this is that time of year when an insulated smoker is everything.
Makes a big difference. Thing,
yeah, it's 300 grade stainless. You set the thermostat for whatever temperature you want. You put some sawdust or wood chips or whatever you want to smoke in, and you just, you know, tell Siri to remind you to wake up from your nap. Check it.
Yeah, it's kind of automatic with the electric, because that rheostat in there will adjust the temperature and keep it consistent. And it's just, you don't have to add more fuel. It just adds more electricity, right, to heat it back up. And and that's similar to a pellet grill. But generally, pellet grills aren't insulated. And so it's tougher to keep a consistent temperature. But the key to this smoking box is that it's insulated.
And there's very little cleaning. You just clean out the little pan.
Right.
Whereas with a pellet grill, as you know, you got to take that thing apart and clean it, or you're going to have trouble.
Right. And the shop vac works really well, because you get this really fine dust, but you get a lot of it. If you've got one, you know exactly what we're talking about. But
I keep scratching my eyebrow. Can you see the stitches?
You look
still
a lot better than you
Thank
did
you.
The last time.
Thank
you had a black eye and looked like you got a little too close to Maureen's cross.
You've got to pay attention to sunscreen. We didn't have it in the 70s out in the South Pacific. And I'm afraid the Howley Boy was red like lobster too many times.
Yeah, right.
Thinking of the smoker and the stainless, you know, it does go against my purest charcoal tradition. But if you look at all these great smokehouses, they very often will have a Southern Pride in the back. Mm-hmm. And they're, you know, insulated stainless. They throw one log in and they turn the gas on. It's exactly the same thing.
Right.
And nobody ever takes a shot at a Southern Pride. So if you go down to Garrett's and get one of these Texicans, or I don't know what they call it, but they're beautiful. They're $300 or $800, depending on which size you get. They're made in Texas, made in America.
Right. Those Southern Pride are, you put a stick in there for the smoke, and you're getting your heat from propane or natural gas,
and
whichever it is.
And he means a log when he says stick. They're kind of a stick burner. Cheating. I did use one out in Boston when I cooked for the boys out there once, and this guy leased us a very big Southern Pride on a trailer, and I fed about 200 people, and was ribs and butts and briskets, and that thing was so sweet. You just literally throw a log in, set your temperature, let it go, rotisserie goes. It's that easy.
Right.
And I might have one of those someday. I kind of got my eye on them.
Well, you had one on a trailer that was...
But that wasn't insulated, and it was all charcoal, and... You got to get up in the night, and I want something easy. I don't want to.
He is getting old. I'm just telling you right now. This is
well. You know what? When you have to do these events and you're doing the barbecue,
right?
You're up all night.
You are,
and that's
absolutely
hard. Yeah. Then your next day sucks.
Yeah. So our friends at Chase Creek Smokehouse, they've got gas units up there that they throw
Southern
a log
Prides.
In.
Yep.
Yep. And. Yeah, if you've not been up there, they're north of Grand Rapids, Michigan, about 90 miles, 80 miles maybe. US 10 is a crossroad. Go to the west about 4 or 5 miles, and you find a little Burg of Chase. And in there, the biggest building in Chase is the Chase Creek Smokehouse.
Yeah, probably the biggest smokehouse in Michigan, honestly.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Really nice.
And they're sponsors, and we, of course, love them, because they helped us with GI Barbecue and so many other things. But they just know how to make good food, and they do use a couple Southern Prides in the back. They can feed an army in there. And what I learned from Pat is, for their grilled ribeyes, and this is what I want to talk about, it's ribeyes, because I think it's my favorite cut of meat. You asked me on the break, and I'd have to say it's my favorite cut.
It's very well it's marbled, beautiful, and it's just a wonderful flavor profile.
Yep.
And so, yeah, I agree with you. Whether it's a standing rib roast or just a steak.
Who doesn't like prime rib?
Right, right, exactly.
If it's done right. And so what he does is he'll take a whole loin, bone in, and he'll smoke it to 110.
Internal temperature.
Yep, and then he'll cool it off, wrap it, and put it in the refrigerator. When you order a grilled prime rib.
Or grilled ribeye.
I'm sorry, grilled ribeye. They're going to pull that out, and they're going to slice off one steak, which is already up to 110, so you only have to grill it for 10 minutes.
Right.
Which is great for a restaurant, because who wants to sit out there and wait 25, 35 minutes for a steak?
Well, and the better part of that is that there's a smoke profile on it.
Exactly.
Too.
It's fantastic.
Right.
And it's just a great method, and you can do it at home as well. And if you want to take your ribs off and smoke just the loin, you can do that. It's kind of what I like to do because I love eating those ribs on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Or do it intact. But either way, you could do the same thing at your house, smoke up a small section and cool it off, and then serve your steaks when your guests get there.
Right.
And just grill them. And I'll tell you what, that smoke profile, the sensation of grilling a gorgeous piece of meat, and then, of course, the nice grill marks and the caramelization that happens when you touch that baby to 500 degrees.
Right. You know, the other beautiful thing. Yeah, it is. The thing I don't want to miss here is that by removing the bones, you said you love to smoke the bones. If you don't remove them, you're only going to get it done on one side, and it's going to be raw on the other.
You're not going to get smoke in that
right.
other part.
So you want to, and I agree with Bob, these are a wonderful little, I call that, that's bench meat. What I mean is those don't ever make it to the table, right?
Right.
The guy that's cooking gets
right.
to eat those.
Right.
And you pull those off of the roast and just smoke them separate. They're in a smoker with the roast,
yep.
but just smoke them separate. And then, you know what, cut them into individual bones. And, ooh, man, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. That's great flavor between there. So
And the ribeye is just such a beautiful piece of meat. This time of year, though, you can get those Alberta clippers coming through.
Sure.
And we're not there yet, but a couple more weeks, and we're going to start hearing the news, the weatherman talking about the Alberta clipper. I mean, traditionally we get them. I don't know if we will this year. It's a little milder, but I'm sure Mother Nature—
This is the calm before the storm,
yeah,
literally.
Yeah, I think Mother Nature has something up her sleeve, and you can plan on getting those 10 below days. And I guess I would encourage you to look at ways to weatherproof your grilling area.
Right.
And there's a cool company that I saw online that sells these. It looks kind of like an umbrella, but it's square. And then it has this Bowflex system that pops out the center like your deer blind does with the new spring-loaded deer blinds. And tents are that way now.
Right.
And it's just a 4x4. It's like an 8x8 panel with four sides. And you just literally pull on the center. You unfold it, you pull on the center, and then find a way to prop it up against
the wind. So it's a windbreak.
And then it points. It's got a pointy side to it, obviously.
Right.
You put that to the wind. Otherwise, it's going to be a parachute.
Yeah,
it's
like a sail.
Take your grill
right.
away.
Yeah. Exactly.
But that's a wonderful way to deflect that cold wind and help out your grilling time and maybe make it a little nicer to stand there while you're grilling.
Right. Coming up next, we're still going to continue smoking in the cold. We hope you're warm and toasty where you are, and we'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, this is Jop from The Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them The Grilling Guys sent you.